Vic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
Hello, my name is Vic Naidu. It's 3:30, Monday afternoon as well. It's been a long time since I've been to the movies because of lockdown, but quite excited to hear a lot of people have been going back. Imagine this, you are rushing to finish up your meal because you have booked a ticket, a movie ticket. You paid that $70 and movie starts at, 7:15? It's now like 6:50 and you're trying to like eat all that food quickly so that you can still find time to like treat yourself, buy a combo with a slushy and all of that and still make it in time for the movie. Maybe you want to see all the credits or the adverts, and then you walk in, this starts playing. When you hear that sound, the movie's gonna be really good. It is gonna slap so hard, and you get in there in the nick of time. You know, you try and find your seat in the dark, and you annoy a couple of people, put your phone away, avoid the phone lights, all that other annoying stuff that comes with going to the movies. But what is worse than falling asleep at the movies? I'll tell you what's worse than falling asleep at the movies. I've never wanted to be that person, and I've always wondered who hurt you. Why was the movie so bad that you had to walk out? But anything worse than falling asleep at the movies is having to walk out of the cinema. And only two movies have done this for me. Yes. Okay, the first one, take a listen.
Luke Hobbs and Deckard Shaw. We've got unfinished business. Shaw's sister took something from me. A virus that could wipe out half the population. And I want it back.
Gonna tell me just what we're dealing with here?
It's my sister, family business.
When it's the fate of the world, it becomes my business.
This whole thing sounds really dodgy.
This movie is part of the Fast and Furious franchise. It's called Hobbs and Shaw. And I think that everyone online is lying who says this movie was good. Even I think, actually, I'm telling you right now, IMDb is lying. They gave this movie 6.4 stars out of 10. And that is the biggest lie ever. This movie was so bad, I did not know what was going on. Maybe I just wasn't in the right frame of mind to be watching it. But I was very close to walking out. I'll tell you why I didn't walk out of this movie. Because I was in the prestige cinema. So I had those reclined seats, I could order drinks, and I had like yummy snacks coming through all the time. And I literally, it was as if I was in my like, so I just stayed there for the snacks and the bottle of wine and the recliner seats, but I did not enjoy the movie. There was another movie that really killed it for me. It was terrible, and I walked out within the first 10 minutes of this movie, and it was all the way back in 2010. It was a vampire parody film, and it was called Vampire Sucks, and it basically made a lot of fun out of the Twilight franchise. It was a terrible movie. It was a waste of time, and I think it was just stupid also to spend that amount of money on a movie ticket knowing that this movie was not going to be great. So this is what we're asking this afternoon, to tell us about those movies that were so bad for you that you had to walk out. Sharing is caring after all.
Happened twice to myself and friends. The first movie was Dragon Ball Z. Didn't make it very far into the movie. It was a live action. We left the cinema. Second movie was The Legion. Terrible movie. Both absolutely horrendous.
Hey Vic, so I was forced into watching a movie with my best friend, The Lord of the Rings, and I entered. I think I sat like 5 minutes and I couldn't handle it. I walked straight out of the cinema. Needless to say, my friend was very angry, but yeah, it was one boring movie. So yeah, thanks Vic.
I mean, saying it's boring is really pushing it. It's not your type of movie. It's like saying Harry Potter was a really bad franchise. You just have to kind of be into it.
G'day Vic, Calvin here from Nottingham Road. I've never stood up and walked out of a movie, but sometimes in going to the movies in the past, just found them very boring. So I leaned back and closed my eyes and slept through the movie, and then my girlfriend and now wife. At the end of the movie, you would have to wake me up to leave the movie house. Thanks, great show, awesome, ciao.
Falling asleep in the movies, it's a different kind of nap. It's elite, it's good. Yo, Mfundo, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, my friend. I need you to speak up a little bit louder for me. You don't really have an issue.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. You don't really have an issue with a movie, but this actress, you love this actress so much, and you came for her acting skills. Tell us.
Yes, the voice of the actor in Jennifer Aniston, I really love her. She's my favorite in the world.
Yes.
Like, but her movie, Green Road, like, I watched it a long time ago with my friends. So I was not impressed by her acting on that movie. Like, her emotions were so fake. Like, okay. I didn't like it.
Did you like the actual movie, the story behind it? Because it was a good story.
It was a good story. I liked it, but
you were just disappointed. Are you still a Jennifer Aniston fan?
Yes, absolutely. I love her. Like, she's my everything. Like, I love her. I got all her movies. Like, okay. On my laptop, I got all her movies.
Okay, thank you, Mfundo. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Vic.
Yeah, awesome. So, I mean, the movie's pretty good. I'm quite surprised Mfundo didn't like it, but he says he didn't like it because Aniston's acting wasn't on par, or according to his taste. Check it out. It's a good movie. It's called Derailed. Have a good Monday. Chat again tomorrow between 1 and 4. Stacey and Jay Spoo, you're till 7 this evening. You is amazing, you is kind, and you is beautiful.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.